Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jack Aldrich is here. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Just now, this month, right now, almost today, he's a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. We have to celebrate that anniversary. He's one of the great futurists of our time, globally recognized keynote speaker, author of probably a dozen books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including one of my favorites, Jump the Curve, and also absolutely one of my favorite books in my library. The next big thing is really small, and that's not even these new books. And he's our good friend, Jack Aldrich. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Is Jump the Curve the new book?
No, Jump the Curve is, that's been out a couple of years. The latest book is Foresight 2020.
2020, I got that right here, too. Yeah, that's a good one, too. So that's the new one, folks, and I can barely see over the top of all of his books here. So, Jack, I was telling the audience that you were going to come here and talk about future-proofing.
Mm-hmm.
Our businesses, and one of the things I said to them was someone like you, a futurist, does, you know, anybody can look out there and imagine a walking, talking television, right? But a futurist helps people understand not just that you're going to have a different kind of a television, but what are the implications of that walking, talking television? That's the difference, isn't it? And that's what we need help with future-proofing our businesses.
Yeah, that's right. And here's the way for your audience. Here's the big aha I want to give them, and that it really is the big aha. And aha is an acronym, and it stands for awareness, humility, and action. We need to be aware of how fast the world is changing, what trends are going to affect us. We need humility to the idea that what served us well yesterday isn't going to be sufficient tomorrow, so we have to unlearn some of our old behaviors, but then we have to take action. The only way to predict the future is to create it yourself. And as a futurist, those are the three things I like to say I do. I make people aware of the change, open their minds to new ways of doing things, and then commit them to taking action that will create their future.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about this, the awareness.
Yeah, first we have to be aware of what's happening. And as I always like to say, the future is here. It's just not distributed. It's really out on the edge. In fact, I was just reading the Wall Street Journal this morning. Great article on 3D printing.
Right.
The technology is here, but what people in the manufacturing, other industries have to understand is how fast it is coming, how it's going to transform how their products are manufactured, what that means to the global supply chain, what that means to how customers are going to be able to custom, with very specific requests, how they want products manufactured. The trend is here. You have to be aware of it, but then to understand how it's only going to get better, faster, and more affordable.
So let's think about that. So somebody who thought about what you say, okay, hey, that means that more of the things I get are going to be through a 3D printer. It'll be more customized and blah, blah, blah. I might be able to use that myself in improving things to my customers. But one of the big implications of 3D printing is logistics, isn't it?
Instead of
having a factory in one place in China to build something for the rest of the world, you can put 1,000 3D printers around the world, and you don't have to ship them, right? So that's an implication, right?
That's right. So, I mean, if you're in the delivery business or the supply chain, if you're a trucking company, you might want to be aware of this because suddenly, instead of bringing products into ports and then taking them off ships, putting them on your truck and delivering them to your community, we might be manufacturing them right there in the community.
Right.
Which, bad news for you if you're in the trucking industry, but if you're an entrepreneur and are looking to start a new business, maybe you want to look at 3D printing so that you can grow a business right in your backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know a company that set up 3D printing operation adjacent to a major global courier company. I mean, there's just a door between them, and they just poured a pad and put up a building and put these printers in there. And when they're done, they just open the door and throw them over to this courier company, and out they go.
Yep, that's right. So, you know, in order to become aware, I mean, Jim, you and I are, you know, avid readers, and we read a lot. But I think that your listeners, I mean, they're running businesses, they're stressed for time, but you do have to carve out a couple of minutes a day to read things, not just in your industry, but outside of your industry. And I have a list, and maybe what we can do is just, I will, in fact, I'm going to do this, Jim. I have something called my one-page resource guide for thinking about the future. It has great websites, great magazines, and I will share it on your website for your listeners.
I appreciate that. We'll look forward to that. Thank you so much. Jack Ulrich, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. 22. We're going to talk about humility and action after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.